Understanding how energetically sensitive children are different and why they have such a challenging time being part of the human experience is foundational to this whole process. This module will offer you a unique perspective on the children, one that is rarely shared or understood by mainstream parenting techniques, education, medicine, or the media. You see, many are attempting to understand and work with the children from a strictly physical, mental, or emotional perspective. This is through no fault of their own. They simply have not developed beyond the ability to consciously experience more subtle forms of energy. So they base their assumptions about the children on what they can perceive. Their perception can be helpful in setting goals for how we might like to have these children function in, quote unquote, our world, but it does not necessarily support or validate who they already are. It's important to understand the difference, because the subtle way in which these children function is something that we can all learn from. In fact, I believe it is part of our human evolution. Until we are willing to understand these children through an expanded lens, we will continue to see them as broken and ourselves as limited in our ability to support them. While most are attempting to turn kids into what has been deemed appropriate by the standard of collective human consensus, it's important that we learn about how these children function and be willing to support what that means in broadening our experience of what it means to be human. Throughout the next several modules, I'll provide an awareness of how energetically sensitive children experience the world. This information comes directly through them and through some rather unorthodox means, such as telepathy, facilitated communication, multidimensional sight, etc. Even though the means are unorthodox, I can promise you that the impact of having this information can transform your life and theirs. So let's start at the beginning. What does it actually mean to be energetically sensitive? To be energetically sensitive means that you're able to see, sense, experience information that most would consider unperceivable. Perception can cover a wide range of experiences. Some people seem to only notice what's physically right in front of them. Others notice nuances of color and texture. Some are keenly aware of fluctuations in emotion, while others experience what would be considered otherworldly, such as ghosts, loved ones that have passed, angels, masters, or any other mean of unseen beings. These are all very typical experiences based on various perceptual ranges, even though they may not be considered the norm. So they're typical for the experience. They're typical for that particular perceptual range, but they're not necessarily considered the norm. Many children with energetic sensitivities experience all manner of normally unperceivable realms. This means they are functioning beyond the norm or beyond what is typically understood. Again, this does not mean they're broken. It means that they notice or have their attention on things that most people do not put their attention on. Before we launch into a detailed description of how the children experience the world in future modules, we need to start with what I consider the number one fundamental difference between energetically sensitive types and those who are more focused in the human experience only. I call this the difference between descension and ascension. Energetically sensitive souls are primarily in a descension process, meaning that they're focused somewhere else and are attempting to integrate and share their experience based on that focus in the human experience. Loosely stated, these children know who they are, they know where they've come from, but they have a hard time expressing it within this human density. While most other individuals are generally in an ascension process, meaning they're attempting to understand themselves beyond what is simply physical, mental, or emotional, those who are in an ascension mode are primarily focused on raising above their human limitations or raising above the density of their humanity. They're looking to see themselves beyond their human condition. These individuals have forgotten who they are, and they're searching for that awareness, where energetically sensitive children are much more aware of their connection to more subtle realities. That's exactly where they have their focus. And so they quote unquote know themselves there, but have a very challenging time descending that information and that frequency, transducing that information into something that can make sense at a kind of typical human level. So everything is energy, right? So from my perspective, it's important to know where someone is focused energetically, how they are experiencing the information gained from that focus, and how that information is impacting their life as a human being. When we understand this, our children's behaviors and experiences can make much more sense. We just need to know where they're focused and what information they're gaining by having that focus. We have to be willing to expand our perception of reality if we are to alter it in any significant way. These children are offering us a way. We just have to be curious enough to explore how they experience the world. And that's what we're going to find out in these next few modules. So I'll see you there.